Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Intuitive Answers. This is your host, Birkan Töre, and look at us going 3 consecutive weeks in a row. And believe me, this week was a home stretch. I almost couldn't make it to this episode. It's been crazy around here, but I'm here, you are there, so I'm just grateful to have you with me this week, and I'm hoping that I will be able to stay with you throughout the show, and I'm not going to be kicked out like the last week, but if I am, I'll be back, so don't worry about that. If you want to worry about something, you can worry about my battery life, because I see that it's not much, and it's not even hooked, and at this point, I'm just laughing, because this is really the least of the ridiculous things that happened today. It's like, I don't know which planet is crossing what, but something is happening up there. Like I said, I'm just happy to be online, and we're going to cross our fingers about the battery. If not, I'm sure I'll come up with something. Angels will guide us, right? Because today, this week, we're going to talk about angels. Now, how was your week? Talk to me. We have a chat room for that. And if you cannot see the chat room, this would be the perfect time to log in, either using your Facebook account or your Blog Talk Radio account. You can log in, and then I think you'll need to refresh the page and scroll down. You'll see a little chat box where everyone is chatting, and I'm going to be taking also questions from the chat box. In fact, this week, I really want to have this question and answer type of show. So I'm going to be taking a lot of questions about angels, because last week, I can't remember what we were talking about, but we were talking about something and you were all asking about angels. So this is your chance to ask about angels, anything you've been wondering. Not now, not this very moment, but I will be taking questions from the chat room. As usual, you can call in the show using the call-in number that is on the page. And you can also use your Skype to call in the show if you have a Skype account. And if you log into Blog Talk Radio and refresh the page again, you should be able to see it on the page. So after my usual announcements, once again, how was your week? How is everyone? I know these days, past week we had a full moon and a full moon eclipse, which put a lot of us in very interesting moods and emotions and gave us these interesting dreams and senses. So I think they're kind of out, but I mean, we are out. It's been on the 25th of April, but they say you get to see the effects of the eclipse also the following month. But then again, there are so many of them. I mean, there are 2 more coming. So it's like, you know, constantly we'll be feeling the effect of this eclipse or that eclipse. So you can't, you know, live your life just watching the eclipse or where the moon is or where the Mercury is. It's good to know what the energy around you is. But besides that, at one point, you just have to, you know, focus on keeping your own energy harmonious, keeping your own vibes up. So hopefully I'll be able to help you with that by entertaining you guys. Let me have a look at the chat room. Rachel is here. I know Arsene is on her way. So I also have my angels in the chat room to answer your questions and post links. So there'll be, if I talk about a book or a web page, they'll be posting the link there. You can count on them. And I ended up printing my little notes, because I have these notes that I take before the show. I printed them on certificate paper somehow. So they might look beautiful, but they're about to give me a seizure. So I'm gonna go off the notes. That means I'll be, you know, hopping from one subject to another. But hey, that's me every day. My whole life is a blown moment. Welcome to my life. So I spent the last week in Stockholm having in-person sessions. We flew on Thursday and left on Monday back to Amsterdam. Originally, it was going to be me, Arsene, and Rachel, but unfortunately, Arsene couldn't make it. But she'll be there next time. I've also filmed little snippets from the trip and uploaded them to YouTube. You can find them on my Facebook page. You can find them on the YouTube channel. I finally put together all the little videos. I made one, I think, 9-10 minutes long video about the last trip, just to give you a little insight. So, but you'll need to excuse the video and the sound quality, since they were all filmed by me on a phone and not even on the good camera off the phone. But I'm learning. I just wanted something, you know, real. And you're going to have to excuse the sound quality. It goes up and down with each video because they were filmed at different moments. But I hope it can give a little insight to my everyday life, especially when I'm traveling. And I wanted it to be as real as possible, as candid as possible. Speaking of next time, I will indeed be back in Stockholm in late May, which is less than a month away. Since happy May, happy Beltane, it's May, people, we survived April. I'm just looking in the chat room and can everyone hear me? Do we have to have this once a week? I think, yeah, okay, I probably read something wrong, because for 1 second I thought you couldn't hear me, but no, everyone's saying they can hear you, so all is well in the chat room. I'll go back to talking. Because, yeah, I was talking about actually going back to Stockholm this month in May, right after speaking at Mind, Body, Spirit in London. So if you're going to be attending Mind, Body, Spirit, I would love to see you at my workshop Monday morning on becoming your own oracle. And after that, I will be flying to Sweden. And I don't know if I'm flying direct, but, you know, I'll figure it out. But the point is, I will see you in Stockholm in one of my workshops, hopefully. Angelic Mediumship is already sold out, but you can always sign up for the standby list. I always believe those who need to be there will be there, even if it's a last-minute change, they'll be there. But we still have a few spaces available for my evening lecture, Intuition and Love, both in Stockholm and Gothenburg. And also my day workshop, Angelic Intervention, in Gothenburg. So that one is going to be all about angels, how to work with angels, meditations, attunements, how to receive messages, how to differentiate the messages, how to give angel messages. I'm going to try to give you as much information on angels as possible in one day. But, you know, at the rate I'm speaking, that actually is a lot. I can't teach a lot in one day. If you have been to one of my classes, you already have experienced that. But I have a little note here telling, actually, Angelic Intervention is almost sold out too. So run, don't walk, and sign up if you want to join us in Gothenburg for the day workshop. Just giving you a heads up. Today we'll be talking about angels, as promised last week. Feel free to use the chat box, like I said, ask your questions about angels. If there's anything you're wondering, excuse me. If there's anything you're wondering, maybe I'll be answering that during the show. But if I don't, feel free to ask your question. Might be something someone else is also wondering about the angels. Sure. As usual, you can call in the show. In fact, some of you already did. I already have quite a few callers, but I know that this account can take up to 100 callers, so you can still call in. And since it is not first come, let's try it again, shall we? What I want to say is, since this is not first come, first serve, you can still call. If I still invite me to your number, I will pick your reading. And today's readings will be specifically about the angels. Yeah, tell me to relax. Relax. Oh, don't worry. I'm relaxed. I've been just speaking for too long, and I don't know, last few days I've been speaking nonstop. So your tongue starts being twisted, and then it happens when you speak nonstop. Welcome to my world. I actually, funny enough, at the beginning, resisted working with angels. No matter whatever they came across, you know, I came across to the subject or to their presence, messages, or signs. I would even feel them around me during the Kabbalah classes. And that's actually where I was first introduced properly to the subject of angels and what they are as beings from the, you know, heaven. So, but when the subject came to the angels, me, who couldn't memorize any Hebrew, was able to remember everything with the rituals and all that. I could feel the room as the teacher spoke, but I had a feeling that if I acknowledged them and started working with them, my life would change. And like everyone else, I was afraid of change. So I tried to acknowledge this change, and then finally stopped ignoring and allowed them into my life. Indeed, my life has changed a wonderful way, and I'm very glad it. So the whole journey of being with the angels and welcoming them into my life really, probably more than an hour, is what workshop not done. I'm gonna spend a day workshop to start. I'm more interested in you being introduced to the angels, but it would take more than an hour. So I'm going to use this time together to teach you as much as possible, to give you as much as possible information about the angels. I already see questions like, can archangels be our guardian angels? Yes, they can be our guardian angels. They maybe already are, or you can ask them to be permanently stationed by your side and be your guardian angel and guide you and protect you. It is possible because they are not limited by time or space or anything. So we are not taking them or keeping them from something more important by asking them to be our guardian angel. Arsene, I see you. My sister just joined us. Honey, you will not want to miss the beginning of this show. So later when it's archived, you might want to go back and listen. So say hi to Arsene, y'all. And so going back, yes, archangels can be your guardian angels. And they are basically, they are pure light beings created and existing without egos, meaning they are completely non-judgmental and do not experience the illusion of separation like we do. They're not copyrighted to any religion, and, you know, as they precede all Abrahamic religions, descriptions of winged benevolent beings have existed for thousands of years in various cultures way before our modern religions. So personally, back in the day, separating angels from religions and dogmas helped me see them in a different light. And yeah, pun is intended. There are teachings and writings about all sorts of angels, but today and in general, I will focus on two main groups of angels. So the first of all, we all have guardian angels with us, who are with us from the beginning of this journey that we call life until the end. And our guardian angels are only responsible for us. They only take care of us, and they are with us 24/7, our entire lives, till the end. And then we have the archangels, who oversee larger groups of people, places, and issues. Yet, like I said, archangels also work with the individual, can even become a guardian angel for an individual. So one of the first question is how to call one, or if we would be keeping them from, you know, something important if we do. I think I already answered that, because they are not limited by time or space. We can, you know, we can call the same archangel, every each one of us, at the same time, and have a unique experience simultaneously. To be crystal clear, they are not limited to helping one person at a time. Believe me, there wouldn't be enough help or angels, considering the number of people on the planet and the issues and even the number of countries. So there are two things that separate our realm and our communication with the angels. One, their vibrational frequency, and two, the law of free will. Due to law of free will, they cannot intervene with your lives unless you ask, either out loud or mentally. You can even write your desires down, which gives you even more time to think about what is it that you want, that you need, but don't tell them how you want something to happen. always say, you know, this or something better. You, believe me, you don't want to limit their creativity. Once asking, you ask the angels for help, it's important to let go and surrender the issue. And even ask Archangel Michael to cut your cord to it. And you can repeat this cord-cutting process and ask his help whenever you find yourself obsessing with the same issue that you supposedly surrendered and asked help. It's important that you actually let go of the issue. You cannot hold on to it and give them the issue at the same time. It really doesn't work that way. So I know it is not easy. I'm going to take a question right away. Someone's asking, should one ask a specific archangel one feels attracted to, or should one ask that an archangel who resonates with us that the most will work with us without asking a specific one? Okay, if I understand your question, you want to know if we are asking help about, let's say, healing. Do we need to call upon Archangel Raphael, or can we ask an angel we feel closer to? The answer is yes and yes. You can indeed ask Archangel Raphael for healing. But if you ask Archangel Michael for healing, he's not going to say, nah, I'm not the healer. Sorry. So they are one. Anyway, they are extensions of the same group consciousness. They do coordinate within themselves. Don't worry about that. You cannot go wrong when you're asking angels for help. If you are working with a specific archangel and you feel closer, and maybe you even feel them closer than the others for some reason, do, you know, stick to your archangel and ask their help. In the meantime, I'll keep an eye on your questions. So shoot any questions about angels, communicating with angels, because I can see a lot of you in the chat room typing. So I know questions are coming. That's why I will keep an eye on there in case there's something you want to ask. So remember, we don't tell the angels how we want something to happen, and we let it go after asking. We surrender. So how do they help? Like, how does that part work? We asked help, let's say, about an earthly issue. Then what happens? Well, then what happens is they bring you guidance. They start nudging you in the right direction. They find their ways. They bring you signs, ideas, people, dreams, messages, opportunities. So they start working behind the scenes, basically. But at the end of the day, it's going to be always you who needs to take physical action on the angelic guidance in order to achieve your goal. If you just sit at home and wait for your angels to fix everything and bring the right guy and the right job to your home, well, this is not going to happen. Or, well, I wouldn't want to limit that, but the chances are going to be lower than the time you actually take angelic, divinely guided action and go for what you want with their guidance, with their assistance from behind the scenes. Then miracles happen. True miracles happen. And someone is asking, which archangel should I ask for when it comes to future things like a job or an ex? No. Like a job, for example, like with me. Okay, if you are looking for a job, you could ask Archangel Shamuel. And you could ask Archangel Shamuel to help you find a job that makes you happy, that, you know, you can describe the job you want. But again, don't tell him how. And try not to limit the job and say this or something better. If you are looking for your life purpose, I would ask Archangel Michael to guide you to your life purpose. And if you want to make a career change or a, you know, really big change in your life in general, including career, again, Archangel Michael is an amazing mentor because he is often seen as the protector. So you can also ask Archangel Michael to guide you. So going back, excuse me, like I said, too much talking. So I need my quiet time. That's what my throat is telling us all with all the noise. Again, more people are looking for jobs. Yes, Archangel Shamuel. Just ask Archangel Shamuel to bring you a job that will make you happy and be satisfied. So the thing is, our angels want us to be prosperous and happy and abundant because they know there is infinite abundance. So they want us to experience that. But obviously, they want us to experience that in a way that makes us happy, not for the sake of earning money, but using our gifts, talents, abilities. So they are 100% behind us when it comes to using our gifts, talents, and abilities to be professionals and experience our prosperity. But up until that moment, yeah, we do go through these in-between jobs, and they can bring you the best possible stepping stones to your final goal. So even if you can't find that great job right away, you can start with little stepping stones that are still pleasant and that will support you financially and will be okay on your emotions as well. Let me see if there are more questions in the chat room. So, how do I know that my guardian angel is with me? Marie is asking, is it always or only when needed? Actually, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about next, your guardian angel. It is very important to, I think, for me, in my opinion, to start working with the angels by meeting your guardian angel. That, because they've been with you your entire life, so their vibration is the closest to yours. And it is easier to hear them and feel them. So indeed, meditate and ask for your guardian angels to step forward and help you feel them, just in silence. Help you feel their presence. Ask their names. And don't expect always these mystical or Hebrew or spiritual names. It can be anything. Because an angelic name is simply a calling card between you and that particular angel. And you will never forget, believe me, your guardian angel's name. Once you hear the name, it's done. It's engraved in your consciousness. If you hear it, if you forget it, that means that was you just trying to guess the name. But once you hear the name, it, no matter how odd the name is, it doesn't go away. I know that from personal experience. And it is very, as in the saying, sometimes we forget to connect with our guardian angels because we start working with the archangels and ascended masters and, all that. And we forget we actually have 24/7 spiritual help beside us. So it is important that you ask their help. So when you ask them, you give them permission to act on your behalf. That overrides the law of evil. Otherwise, they cannot intervene. They cannot do nothing. So you can also ask your angels, your guardian angels, to give you a sign. If you are with me, give me a sign. That's when people start seeing the feathers or the word angel, or angels find their creative ways to let that individual know they are with them. I have seen, I've heard myself from my students hundreds of stories, but there are books filled with stories about signs from angels, real life stories from people. So angels can be really creative when it comes to giving signs. So you can start with the guardian angels, and then you can start exploring the realm of the archangels and start meeting the archangels. So one thing, though, there's a signature thing about their presence that cannot be faked, because there's sometimes the question coming up, how do I know the presence I'm feeling is angelic? Well, the angelic presence always feels loving, peaceful, and serene. It never comes with a cold feeling or sensation or fear. It always comes with a feeling of love and serenity and peace. And that kind of presence, believe me, it cannot be masked or faked by any other non-physical being. The thing is, remember I said there are two issues. One is the free will, so we need to ask their help. The other one is the vibrational difference between us and the angels. So higher you can raise your vibration, easier it will be for you to feel them or communicate with them. You can also ask them to give you physical signs, okay, but it is important that you raise your energy so you can actually have a clearer experience of angelic communication or angelic presence. So I see more questions about, you know, this doubting, not making sure if this is the Archangel Michael or not. Okay, there's an easy solution. Just address them with their names. When you call the angels, address them with their names. Call them with their names. So just ask angels or Archangel Michael, please be with me, or Archangel Raphael, please be with me. The moment you say that, that particular angel will be present in your space, and anything else will either run away or be removed by Archangel Michael. All you need to do is ask. That's why I always say in spiritual communication, when it comes to communicating with physical, non-physical beings, be very specific. If you are calling for a specific, you know, angel or being, use their name, use their title to ensure that you will invoke them. So, because angels appear whenever their names mentioned. So each time I say angels, actually, more angels are being added to the space. And each time I say Archangel Michael, I can feel his presence right, you know, next to my auric field. In fact, I'd recommend people to start working with Archangel Michael, because more people, you know, he's the ultimate protector. And more people work with Archangel Michael, more brave and courageous they become. It must be his energy and that sense of safety they are feeling when he's around. So they start venturing further into the spiritual realms and start exploring how to communicate with their angels and even guides. So first, let's take care of that fear of the spirituality or spiritual beings or realms. And we can do that if our is help for protection. So it is not so difficult, right? We just ask Archangel Michael. In fact, one of the first things, no, I didn't really ask him actually to be my guardian angel. Basically, what so often that at one point I realized he was one of my guardian angels. And I said, but wait, I don't remember asking you to be my guardian angel. So my God, you are one of my guardian angels. So he said, well, you were calling for me so often, I decided I can very well be your guardian angel and be permanently stationed by your side and help you with everything. It happens on its own. Sometimes you don't even ask for them to be your guardian angel, but in time, due to your life purpose or what you are going through in life, one or more archangels in the form of an archangel, guardian angel. In the meantime, I have managed to save our show by first freeing the cat and second getting the charger. And now, looking at the chat room, if you haven't been meditating before, how do you do it? New to this archangels and everything. Okay, you just get quiet. You just get silent. You just sit still or, you know, try not to move much and not to distract yourself much by locking your gaze softly on a focal point. Pick a spot, any spot, and keep your gaze softly on that spot and just sit in silence. You don't even need to close your eyes. Just create that space and silence for you and start with a few minutes. And more comfortable you become with silence, more you can add, more minutes you can add. So, and you can, these days, oh my God, internet is flooded with free information, which I'm very grateful for. So you can read more about meditation. There are a lot of guided meditations on YouTube, mine included. So meditation is the easy part, but it is important that we create that space and silence for the angels to come in and answer our questions, because we are like, oh, angels are not answering us. Well, one, where is your vibrational level, vibrational frequency? And two, are you listening
Are you creating the time and space and silence for them to come to you and give their subtle messages and ideas and all that? So, you know, if you're waiting for that biblical moment for an angel to appear and in front of you in full their 3D talking to you like a physical person would, you might wait for a long time, because most of the time it is very subtle angelic guidance, you know, and how they communicate with us. And yeah, I know you do read, you have read maybe the experiences of prophets and the saints, the ascended masters, and how they experience the archangels. But you can experience archangels like them when you get to that spiritual level, spiritually, energetically, and vibrationally. These people could see the angels and sense the angels and feel them at that level of clarity because of their, you know, the level of their mind and level of their compassion and love and where they were. So higher your vibration is, clearer your communication with angels will get. But until then, it stays as a very subtle level of communication. So it's important to be silent. It's important to listen. So in the meantime, it is important to work on our spiritual, you know, spirituality and vibration, so we can also make this easier. More, believe me, more you work with the angels, clearer their presence becomes. Now, how do I, Sana is asking, how do I tell the difference if it is contact with the angels or a spirit? Especially hard to tell at times when the emotions get so huge, I burst into tears of joy. I can imagine, for me, the difference is spirits have, first of all, their human characteristics, human voice, human personality. So if you are talking about a departed loved one that you have known before, they will come to you with the same voice and personality, so you can recognize them. And spirits lack that sense of bliss, serenity, and love. Unless, you know, when you see your grandma coming to you from the other side, of course you're happy. But the angelic presence is a much higher level of joy. And that cannot be, you know, faked by a spirit. So you can also ask Archangel Michael to be by your side and be your gatekeeper and help you, guide you into communicating with the worlds beyond. So if a being pops up and says, like, I'm Archangel Michael, you can always say, Archangel Michael, please be with me now, and then see if you still have the same being. Like I said, the beings can say anything they want, but they cannot mask that presence. And how do you get to know that presence? Definitely not by reading about it or listening to it, by experiencing it, which is why I'm asking you to meditate and sit with your angels and feel how they feel. And in fact, start with your guardian angels. And after that, maybe for a week, work with Archangel Michael. And the following week, work with Archangel Raphael, meaning just call Archangel Raphael into your space and feel his presence and energy. And in time, you'll be able to separate different archangels based on their energy, the way they communicate, the way they feel to you. It also can be quite a unique experience. You can, you know, experience angelic communication much different than I do. There are great books on the subject, because I want to take questions and calls. And obviously, this is a huge subject, so I'm going to recommend a few books and start taking your questions and calls. One of the books I want to recommend is called Healing with the Angels, written by Doreen Virtue. The next one is Angels 101, Angels, then 101 with numbers, digits. And these two actually alone already amazing books, and they are great books to be introduced to the subject of angels if you are really new to this subject. And one of the also ways angels give us signs is numbers. So when you start seeing a particular number all the time or quite a few times or once, but your attention has been really pulled to that number, we also see that as a sign from the angels. And so if there's a number that you want to ask about, you can ask in the chat room.
And also, there's a great book also on angels. It's called Angel Inspirations from Diana Cooper. It's also a great book for beginners when you are first, you know, being introduced to angels. It's good to get different point of views, different perspectives from different authors. But Doreen Virtue and Diana Cooper are the, you know, the greatest authors when it comes to experts, when it comes to the subject of angels. So if there are numbers that you keep seeing that, you know, you can also write them down in the chat room, and I will be, you know, using the Angel Numbers 101 book. I will help you understand what they mean, and I will also share, of course, in numerology what they mean. So someone is asking about number one. Number one, according to Angel Numbers 101, it means stay positive. Everything you are thinking about right now is coming true. So be sure that you are only thinking about what you desire. Give any fears to God and the angels. And number one in numerology is all about the beginning. So you are about to start something. How do you want to start? Positive or negative? With worry or hope? So please watch your thoughts. Then Tess is asking about number 23. And number 23, according to Angel Numbers 101, it means you are working closely with one or more ascended masters, such as Jesus, Moses, the saints, or the goddesses. This is a message from your ascended master guides who can see that the answer to your prayers is within reach. They encourage you to stay positive to ensure that you attract the best outcome possible. So that was the meaning of number 23. In numerology, to give you a different perspective, but it will kind of tie in, we add the numbers. So that would be a 5 for Tess. 23 would be a 5, which is number of change. But combined with this meaning, I would say you are in the process of change. It is very, you know, important that you are patient and you keep your thoughts positive. Then there is the famous 11-11. You know, everyone seems to have an idea about what 11-11 is. It is, for me, a moment that we get in sync with the universal flow. And that's a moment that I really check my thoughts. What am I thinking right now? And change my thoughts into something that I want to manifest, experience, create, instead of whatever else I'm thinking. It just shows you're in the flow. So in the meantime, keep the numbers coming. There's 714. That's why I love this. Okay, you keep seeing 714. It's amazing how certain specific numbers can manifest themselves, you know, appear in our lives. Okay, 714 means your prayers and connection to the angels have set you upon a wonderful path that will serve you and your loved ones as well. I will take a few more questions. Numbers, I see number 16. It's like an odd bidding. Number 16, okay. Your meaning, according to Angels 101, Angel Numbers 101, is your words are magnetic affirmations that draw to you the very things you talk and think about. For this reason, the angels remind you to be aware of your words and thoughts. So that was number 16. And then we have 22. It is one of the numbers that a lot of people see, so I'll get that one too. Number 22 is the angels can see the positive results of your prayers, and they want you to have patience and stay optimistic while the final details are being worked out in heaven. This is an urgent call from the angels to keep the faith. And also in numerology, if I add 22, I would end up at number 4, which is also the number for hard work. So this is the time to keep up the hard work, but also have faith, even though if you don't see the fruits of your labor right away. So for more information, you know, there are ton of, again, free information on numerology, but in numerology, we would add these numbers always to one digit, unless they are 11 or 22, and these days 33 and 44. And also, you can purchase the book, Angel Numbers 101,
they kind of match the messages. You know, you can look at them as a whole and read the meaning from the, it's even an iPhone app these days. So you can read the meaning. It's amazing, the technology. I love it. And also you can add them to a single digit and check the meaning of the number in numerology. So are there special archangels from Atlantis or are they the same? There's a question in the chat room. Well, they are the same archangels. Most of the archangels we work with today, they have been with us back also in Atlantis. And we also had archangels in Atlantis who are not a part of our everyday lives and most of the teachings today. So the answer would be yes and no. There are even more numbers, but, you know, the entire show, I could dedicate it to numbers, but you might want to check them online. And now I want to take a call because I haven't taken any calls. This show was apparently Angels hijacked my show, but this is what I promised. So Angels are guiding me to area code 847. You are on the air. Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Jill. Do you also give people messages from the angels?
I do.
Can I get a message today? Is that okay?
Of course it is okay. I mean, they guided me to your number for a reason. Do you have a specific question, Jill?
Do I need one or can you give me an angel? I just had a healing and it hasn't integrated yet.
Okay.
So how is that going to help me and what do I need to do?
For you, from the Archangel Oracle card, I was just guided to, instead of using my own deck, I went to Archangel's Oracle cards and I pulled the card Nurture from Archangel Gabriel. And you are telling me that you just had a healing session?
I had like a clearing, but it's going to take a while to integrate because I've been very stuck in my life.
Okay, so to me, this is a confirmation from the angels. You have done the right thing and you finally started taking care of yourself, taking care of your energy and healing yourself. And I see this as the beginning of many steps. I see in your future more healing sessions and more readings coming for you. The next 3 to 6 months is going to be quite transformational for you. I did not calculate your numbers or, you know, personal year number or anything, but going with what I'm hearing from the angels for you, keep up taking care of yourself. You have taken care of enough people. It is now time to nurture yourself. Well, it is actually past even that time, but you at least started hearing that and finally taking action. And Archangel Gabriel's presence is really near you. So you might want to read about Archangel Gabriel and ask also Gabriel to guide you. And I pulled another card for you. And the next card is also Gabriel, which is my confirmation that what I'm seeing is true. And he, you know, however you see Gabriel, some people refer as he, some people refer as she, doesn't matter. Archangel Gabriel is with you. And so Archangel Gabriel is also the angel of writers and artists. So please do some research about Archangel Gabriel. If nothing, try to meditate and listen to Gabriel's messages. Okay, Jill?
Okay, that was so great. Thank you. I will do that.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm going back to the chat room. So, guys, if you have any questions regarding angels or regarding your lives, this would be the time to ask your question. So, I'm here, I'm looking, and I see someone is asking about numbers again. And until I get the next question, I'm going to get to the number 12 for Jimmy. Jimmy is seeing number 12. It means keep your thoughts positive about the future as what you are thinking influences your future. This is a message to keep your faith and hope and stay strong because these are strong determining factors right now. And also number 12 adds to number 3, which is you need to keep your spirit high, joyous, positive, and stay in the positive energy. See how they actually match together. Monica is asking, is Michael, my guardian angel. Okay, Monica, let me have a look. Okay, I see Archangel Michael by your side, and he is more like a mentor to you right now. He is guiding you at this point in your life because you have made a decision, an important decision to change or improve or learn something. He's there for that reason, and he's mentoring you, and he will continue to mentor you for a while. But if you ask him to be one of your guardian angels, definitely will be your guardian angel. But right now he is, and you can decide in the future if you want him to be your guardian angel. So that you can decide in the future. Until then, you are working with Michael only if you want to. Now I'm asking, I'm going back to the phone lines, and I'm going to, it is hard to choose. Area code 781, you are on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. How can I help you?
I was wondering what the angels were getting around a job change.
Okay, I heard right away you said job change. I heard soon. I'm getting number 13 for some reason. They are showing me 13 and they are showing me soon. And I see you like leaving a space, a very heavy space, very happily, like this heavy energy space, very happily behind you. I see you with a box of your stuff leaving. That can be used a symbol for you leaving a job, or it can be a literal vision, but definitely there will be a positive change. Are you working somewhere right now?
I have a temporary job.
Okay, you have a temporary job. How is the energy? Because I see is a lot of people complain being in this super vibe, and I see also better pay is available for you in your next job. Like you're underpaid. They are showing me money, and they say she's making and she will make more. So definitely, did you already started looking for jobs?
Yes. I'm in the process of waiting to hear.
And did you ask your angels to help you?
I did.
Okay. Specifically, Archangel Uriel is coming through for you. So please ask Archangel Uriel to bring you your prosperity, abundance, and a job that will make you really happy. It's around the corner. I can feel it. I can feel it. You know the saying, in my teeth, it's really coming and soon. So I'm not getting an exact day or date, but 13 keeps repeating, so it could be 13th of May, 30 days, which is almost the same thing. It is soon, I can tell you that much. You are almost out of this one, and the next one will last longer, and you will be more secure, feeling more secure. But I do see a chain. I don't know if this is good news for you, but I feel like there'll be more than one job. So the next one may not be your career maker. Would you be all right with that?
Yes.
Okay. So, but I see you going up the stairs. So it's always going to be an improvement when you change jobs. That's what I see. And that's what you should go for. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, each week we seem to have a pattern. Like some weeks, we get more readings, and I do more readings, and some weeks I get to talk more, and some weeks readings take like 20 minutes, and you know, if you go back to the episode, I think it was in the episode, reading is fundamental. I had this 20-minute reading, and I think that was the longest reading I have given on air, and then the following week, I also had one of those longer readings, so, but the shorter the reading is, more questions I can take. Now my hands are, my eyes are being guided to the chat room, and I'm looking. Linda is asking, she was at a spiritual fair and did a meditation and saw an orange. Oh, please stop moving the chat room. Orange and green light forming around her. And shining figure coming. And it was it the archangels? Okay. happy. She saw lights and she's wondering if it was the archangels. I see that the archangels, there were two archangels, Gabriel and Raphael, and I feel like they were bringing someone from heaven to you, a spirit, like a spirit guide or a departed loved one. So I would recommend you to meditate again. I don't think it was about that moment. It's about you opening up to, you know, communicating with them. But I see even now Archangel Raphael and Gabriel by your side. And I am going to the chat room and see, since it's, you know, I always spot a question. Will I get free from my illness and pain? Some messages to me from the angels. Now, on top of your medical, you know, treatments, I would recommend working with Archangel Raphael, the divine healer. I have seen him work miracles. So ask for a miracle healing, because as soon as I tune into you, I feel pain. And I, you know, it's more than one location. So I have a slight intuitive idea of what you are going through. Just ask for divine intervention and ask Archangel Raphael to guide your doctors. I'm not really sure if they're getting everything or if you are getting the care, level of care you need to get. Ask Raphael to work through your medical healthcare practitioners and also give you a miracle healing. Also, Mother Mary, even if you are not a Christian, you can work with her as an ascended master, appearing and offering her healing energy. So please work with them for your healing, and I also wish you a quick recovery. Yeah, that was that message was for you. And then so now I'm going back to the chat room, the phones. It's you know, my head, it's like a tennis match here, but it's almost like guided by the angels. Okay, 631, you are on the air, my dear. Hello? 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 Oh, I guess we missed 631. Sorry, 631. The questions are raining, so I'll take the next question. And let's keep the questions as specific as possible. So, do angels wear certain colors? Thank you. I want more questions also about angels so people can learn more about angels. So, you know, you can ask me your personal questions, but questions about angels would be great too. Angels do appear to us in specific colors. It's true. But when it comes to which angel is which color is a tricky issue. You know, some authors seem to disagree, and I seem to disagree with everyone because I don't judge or name an angel by looking at their color or the color of their aura or the light I see around the individual. I always tune in that angelic light and ask, who are you? And I just know who that angel is. Because depending on what the archangel, specific archangel, is focused on, their vibration, the color will change. So you see Archangel Michael sometimes in this shade of blue, electric blue to royal blue, and then sometimes this deep, deep purple based on if he's, you know, protecting someone or if he's mentoring. Or so it is really not that easy to just give you a list of colors and say which archangel is which color, and then it is fixed every time you see that color. You can say, ha, this is Gabriel. You're going to need to do more than that. You're going to really need to tune into that angel and say even who are you if you cannot recognize them, if you just don't know it. Angels always give their names, always, no exceptions. If you ask an angel, what is your name? They'll give you their name. Someone is asking, nice hair, first time listening. thank you. No wonder I saw your question. That was cute. Am I going to work as a medium and healer? Anna is asking. Well, Anna, do you want to? If you want to, this is the plane of free will. You do have the ability, definitely. But look. You are a very sensitive soul. So I would first, I see your energy, I see your aura, and I would say, Anna, you are very sensitive. So Yes, you can become a medium and a healer, but I would highly recommend you to be trained so you have some structure around your intuition and around your energy, and you know how to set energetic boundaries and keep your energy clear and harmonious. Otherwise, you would be overwhelmed, not only from mediumship, also as a healer. So, no, I'm not saying you are too sensitive to be a medium or healer. Actually, sensitivity is a gift, because if you are not sensitive, you cannot sense, right? So you need to be sensitive, but it is important to manage our sensitivity so we can function in society, but also we can work with other people's energies. Because when mostly people come for readings, they need help. That means their energy may not be at their best. So we need to be able to face that and still keep ours harmonious. I'm looking to the next question. Chat room. Thou shalt stop moving. Is there a good page you can recommend on the internet? Where can I read about the archangels? Now, I know DanCooper.com has a ton of free articles and material. So I will double check for you, but it's DanCooper.com. Yeah. So once you are on the site, you will need to go through, I think it is the transformation or angels. You know, you'll need to go to the website. Just click on angels. Apparently, there's a ton of information about angels. So DanCooper.com, that would be one website. I don't know many websites, so if you guys know, please do recommend more websites that has free information on angels, or you can Google, but I understand that, you know, you want to try. And you might want to also check out the books that I recommended, Angels 101, Healing with the Angels, and Angel Inspirations. So the next question. Anna, I'm coming to your class. Would it help? Yes, it would help, because training helps you manage your sensitivity. Training also helps you build your confidence and learn new skills, which is exactly what I actually said a few minutes ago before I knew you were coming to my class. But, you know, being psychic, I supposed to knew that. So I recommended that you take some training you already are a medium and healer, but in order to practice that and still not be overwhelmed by these abilities and gifts and practices. So, perfect. Oh my God, Rachel, thank you for reminding me that we only have 2 minutes left, because I was totally out of it. I know the Blog Talk Radio lady would remind me in a minute, the automated voice, but oh my God. Time flies when you are having fun. That's what happens almost every week. Once again, the time definitely flew right by us, and our show is almost over. So I'm so sorry if I couldn't take your question or call this week. This week was all about angels. So each month I dedicate a week to giving readings, like the last month's reading is fundamental. So we're going to pick a week also in May to do only readings. But if you want to have a private session, with me and not spill your guts and whole life on air, I understand that. You can just go to askangels.com and click on intuitive coaching. And you can also, you know, ask to have an angel reading with me, because every session that I hold with my clients includes angelic guidance. And I don't think I'll ever stop doing that, because I know that angels will bring us information that is for our highest good, and the highest good all involved in our lives. That's why I would never give up angelic guidance in my sessions. Someone is asking if their dog has a guardian angel. Yes, all animals have their guardian angels too. I love the question. I had to answer before saying goodbye. And I see a lot of people saying, see you in Stockholm. Yes, I will see you guys in Stockholm, either in the evening class or the 3-day class. I am looking forward to seeing you. Please come and say hi and introduce yourselves. I love meeting you all in person as well. So this
is it for this week, and I'm happy I could make it, and I'm happy you could make it. You can always re-listen to this show if you missed anything or the beginning from the archives. I love you. Thank you for being here, and see you next week. Namaste.